Hey, lovely people. It's me, Kid Fury, just here to remind you that we have our lovely sponsors, as always, Hulu Plus here right by our side. And you can still go on over and get you an extended free trial at HuluPlus.com/TheRead. So catch up on all your favorite shows, start your own marathons on your big screens and your little ones. That's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Dive on into this show, girl.
We're doing it a little early today because Kid Fury is going to Los Angeles in the morning to do fun, famous things.
So. Pray for me because I hate fucking flying and it's like a 3-day flight.
Oh, no. Poor thing, you get to fly for free. God, I almost feel so bad for you.
Sis, is this how the show is going to be
today? Maybe.
Anyway, so we have a guest. He's back in popular demand.
Yeah, you guys love him.
Because everybody lived for the episode that Mr. Dustin Ross appeared on. So we are bringing him back. Welcome, Dustin. I hate you.
I am back. What's up, you guys? It's Dustin Ross, and I am back in here again. I'm ready to read. I'm back like your kids on Sunday evening when you co-parent.
Wow. So that's what we're going to do today.
This is how the show is going to be today.
Okay, fine.
Well, you're welcome.
Back like an outbreak. Let's get it popping.
Like what?
Oh, before we get started, Dustin is part of a brand new awesome show called Liquor and Cereal.
Yeah, you talked about that the last time you were here. How's that doing?
It's going really, really good. We're getting a lot of great responses and helping out a lot of people because a lot of people need help.
They do. You would be surprised.
Talk about it.
We know all about that.
I didn't know. I didn't know. So
yeah, the people are looking for help. So.
Shout out to ADTV and Derek.
Yeah.
Dustin, so go check that out. All right.
Let's go.
So first things first.
I pop a freaks all
and I was
honeys.
Gonna do that, but then I felt like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me just be sure. Anyway, Paula Deen update.
This old buttery ass bitch.
So last week we talked about Paula Deen and her being completely surprised that people are surprised that she's used the word nigga before. Like Paula was like, why are you even asking me? Of course I'm like, I say nigga all the time. Yes. What are you talking about? So she came under fire for all of that stuff and people created that hilarious hashtag and all that shit. And so then she uploaded a YouTube video apologizing. Then, like, deleted it in 20 minutes.
Right.
And then uploaded another one. And she basically said, you know, hey, y'all, it's Paula Deen. And I just want to say that I'm sorry for anyone I've hurt with my harmful language. And it doesn't matter what your sexual preference or your skin color is. You know, all of that shit.
Yeah.
She just had to throw that in there, right?
Yeah. Right.
She just, like, it doesn't matter if you're a nigger or, you know, a couple different things.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I love all y'all just the same. But all of y'all God's children.
That's what it was. You know, that apple pie ass.
Like, girl, shut the fuck up.
But either way, the Food Network fired her motherfucking
ass. Hell yeah, they did.
They didn't want to hear it at all.
They didn't even really so much fire her as they said, oh, this is convenient because your contract is supposed to be renewed next month and we're just going to pass on that.
Gonna not do
However,
that.
Smithfield did drop her ass. Smithfield's
like a
huge
bad habit.
Pork, I guess, distributor, vendor, whatever you want to call it anyway.
And who loves pork?
Paula.
White people?
Mm-mm.
Everybody?
The people that she called. Y'all know who loves pork.
Okay,
so of course Smithfield said, you know what, if all of those N-words love pork, you gotta go. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to hear it. And just, I know you didn't really ask, but I have to tell you how I feel about Paula Deen.
No, please do.
Because I'm disgusted. Okay, first of all, if Paula Deen called me a nigger, I would just, you know, look at her and be like, well, you cook like one, so what's new? You know what I'm saying? And second of all, no wonder she deleted that apology video, because did you see her leg that was sticking out? Her leg looked like a Birkin bag. Like the skin on her leg, you could like smell the diabetic. Like,
I hate
it was just awful. It looked like she had gangrene. It was time for her to go. So, Paula Deen, goodbye. Let the doorknob hit you and your arthritic knees and joints and everything. You are disgusting. And my grandmother, like, said Paula Deen doesn't want no problems if she sees her.
Oh, shit.
So, like, the goons.
Yes, meanwhile,
yes, the
Geritol
goons are out on Paula Deen.
I mean, but.
Whatever.
I don't even, like, Paula Deen, I'm not surprised. Like, look at her.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's from, like, Albany, Georgia or someplace, lives in Savannah. Like, no one's surprised.
Yeah.
Paula needs to worry less about what the fuck I think about her using that word in private when I know most, a lot, I won't say most, but right. a lot of white people say that and worse in the privacy of their own homes. It's not a big surprise to me. You need to be worried about these motherfuckers who are out here suing you saying that you're creating a hostile right. work environment and that you and your brother sexually harass them and all that kind of shit. So that's what you, but. I mean, but
listen, Paula Deen ain't going nowhere. Sales of her new cookbook on Amazon.com went up 1,300% after this whole "Yes, I say nigger" thing came out.
And you want to know why?
Because you know, white people hate for somebody to threaten them in any kind of way. Like, this is America, goddammit.
All the people who bought that book say nigger too.
As right. a white woman, I feel like it is my God-given right to call you niggers and not lose any money behind it. So white people are...
She wants a restaurant where there are black men dressed up like slaves?
I don't see the fucking problem.
Give me two
when
copies.
Are they open?
Yeah. yeah.
I'm not surprised by that.
Can you imagine the step and repeat at the grand opening for the
you
nigger restaurant?
What?
You know what? I don't even want to do this to them.
Like, every fucking time with you, Dustin.
There'd be like chicken wings and shackles and
God. Listen,
and
you're
tap shoes and watermelon slices and all these white people posing and smiling in front
so
of the
much.
Step and repeat. So,
so the great thing about
Paula Deen.
This Paula Deen update is that it also came with an update for the hashtag. And they moved on from Paula's best dishes to Paula Deen TV shows. May I share a couple with you?
Go ahead. I didn't really get into this hashtag just because I don't really enjoy the second go around of things, but some of it was really funny.
So Paula Deen TV shows. You ready?
I'm ready.
The back of the magic school bus. Are you afraid of the darkies?
God damn it.
One life to lynch.
Oh, no.
Ian LaFry my chicken.
You know what?
Hanging Mr. Cooper.
Okay, just stop.
How I Sold Your Mother. Boy Meets Whip.
Nigga, stop.
Battlestar Go Back to Africa. I mean, it just really, it
oh
continues.
My God.
I personally,
so
I just added two. My two was Sailor Moon Crickets and Mud DuckTales. And that was all that I did.
You ain't shit.
And I think next they're going to do like Paula Deen songs or something.
It's not going to stop. It's endless.
Yeah, it probably
and you know
die.
What? I'm going to live for it like every time.
What an amazing canvas though for all the comedic genius.
Yeah, as long as it stays
funny,
I'm here
for
it.
There were so many witty people. Oh, before we move on, let's talk about Stacey Dash's ass.
This bitch.
What did she do now?
Oh, you didn't hear about this raggedy ass black ass bitch?
So she tweeted Paula Deen. I wish I could find the tweet, but I'm not even going to search for it right now. But she tweeted Paula Deen some shit like, oh, only God can judge her. And she said something like, my daughter loves your show. It's the only way that she can get me to cook.
What is her problem? Like, why is she so hellbent on just being so angry and against anything that is like black or supportive of like the black cause or what the fuck is her deal?
Yeah, it's like she's trying her very hardest to not be black.
And I don't get it.
Like for white people to just accept her as one of their own. It's like she wants it so bad.
Maybe she couldn't dance when she was growing up. And so like all the black girls, like maybe she could, or no, you know what? Maybe she couldn't double dutch or hula hoop. And you know, Shaniqua and them probably like clowned her. Because she wasn't pretty. She was probably awkward as a teen. And it just stuck. And now she feels like, okay, I'm going to get y'all back. You know, I hate being black. And maybe that's what she's on now.
Is her baby's father black?
I don't know. Or she was stuck up and felt like she was too good to be around the other black girls. And so they were like, bitch, fuck
you. Well, Stacey Dash, how about a big deep fried fuck to you too, sis bitch? Because we don't need you.
At all.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you thought that was. But I would trade you just about any white person for you.
She hasn't done anything that has mattered since Clueless.
I'm Lisa Ray to the bullshit. She got to go. You know what I'm saying?
And we as a race much left her alone after she started just riding for Mitt Romney. Oh, it was just like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
girl.
We were done.
We
with
been
her.
Said fuck her.
No,
so,
fuck you, sis.
There's that.
So, okay. Well, stay over there with them white folks.
So let's talk about, we talk about them every week, but Jesus.
If you're going to say Kim and Kanye, I'm getting up and I'm walking out.
So let's talk about Northwest.
I see what you did there, motherfucker.
I don't even, what?
That child's name is really North.
It is really and truly Northwest.
No, that baby's name is Northwest.
That's like, someone on Twitter said, that's like if Alicia Keys named her child Carr.
Yeah, it is.
Like, why would you do that? It's like you don't, It's like you just want your child to be picked on.
Right.
They do. I think that, first of all, it's stupid because of the last name. North, you North, know, in and yes. of itself.
And we
I
said that on the show.
Yeah,
ill,
we said that on saying? The show. Like, North dope. Is kind of cool, but Northwest,
Northwest,
no.
you know, makes us all just want to plant our foot on the seat of her huggy and just, you know, kick her with jokes because it's like, it's just, it's there and it's the opportunity. And so,
right.
like, how don't you?
Like, that's just
it's
so
like Drake.
Wrong.
Like how I shade Drake all the time and people are like, why do you hate him? And I love Drake.
We
but
love
it's like,
him.
How do you not? How don't you? How can you? What? So this child's name is Northwest and everybody was like, oh, okay. And my personal response was like, child, it's your baby.
Right.
So that whatever.
I think it's dumb, but name your kid whatever you want.
But then there, this explanation for the name is what really...
Child.
I saw this.
So
they're claiming that they named the child North because it represents the like highest peak or the peak of their relationship. And what's higher than North is nothing because North is North or something like.
What's more North than North?
Right. And then they call her their North Star. And it's like.
What?
Leave us alone. Don't tell us anything else. Don't make us privy to anything else. Just leave us the fuck clean, smooth out of it and let us be because I was living a very good life before I found out that they named that child Northwest. I'm sure you all were too. Just leave us alone. Like that's essentially that's what the problem is. And I'm gonna tell you something. The best I'm serious. Naming your baby Northwest, like Northwest is the hanging pinata of baby names. Like it's there for you to just hit it and hit it and hit it and crack at it until, you know, it explodes because that's what it's there for. And I think that the best part of all of this for all of us is figuring out the middle name.
Can you shut up?
Okay. Yeah. The middle name is where it really gets fun.
The child does not have a middle name.
Face. Would be a great middle name, you know. North Face,
no.
West Side.
I'm not doing this with you.
You know,
like, I'm
Side
not.
End, North End. You know what I'm saying? It's,
oh
the possibilities
God.
Are endless. So that being said, just leave us the fuck alone. Like, don't tell us why. Don't tell us where you decided it. Don't tell us when. Don't tell us what it means because it doesn't mean anything. It's just some shit that y'all thought was dope because y'all thought that, you know, you were Kim and he was Yay and y'all could get away with naming this little, you know, person because I'm not going to disrespect this innocent
Excuse me,
baby.
I'm sorry,
y'all
I'm
thought it was okay
dying.
With naming this baby Northwest and so you did it. Great.
How are you going to tell them to leave us alone?
Leave us alone. Leave us alone.
Woo. Okay.
Kevin has tears in his eyes right
like,
now.
No, like, I wasn't even sure if I could continue.
I mean, North does not mean, it. A lot of people said, you know, how can you as a Beyonce fan, you know, she named her baby Blue Ivy. How
totally
can you just
different.
Sit back and not feel anything
oh, no. when,
about that?
When but, they first announced that child's name was Blue Ivy, I thought it was weird as hell.
I did too.
But
However,
then,
there's a meaning behind Blue Ivy.
Right.
Northwest is just your parents thinking they're cute and they're not.
And even if there wasn't, like, Blue is a name that is, you know, synonymous with like jazz musicians and
right.
both her parents are musicians. Like, it makes sense. And it's a cool kind of name.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This is the way I felt about Cadence. Like, Cadence works. I get it.
Yeah.
Not Donda.
Donda, no, well, I wasn't really fucking with Donda, but Cadence was a cute name. Like,
right.
I got it,
yeah.
even if I didn't
Why
like the spelling.
Why couldn't you name that child? Just it could have just been a regular ass. What is wrong with a regular name?
What's wrong with Candace?
right.
Like, Crystal, Candace, Camille,
yeah, there's
Kyra,
so many options.
Kim, Keisha, Pam. You could have named this child the fuck, but you decided to name North.
Right.
It's your
I, mean,
baby.
I think the obvious... nickname here.
But I'm not
the
even
middle
done
name
with
would
this.
Be Southeast.
Well, someone said the middle name should be Easton. So
Easton
North,
should
East
have been the
West.
First name.
Listen, I didn't make that up.
I just
so
cannot
listen.
Believe North is really that baby's name.
So the
it means
okay.
nothing. It means less than nothing. It
There's
means,
more.
Oh, sorry.
okay, around this baby, because I want to get these hoes out the way.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian was all in the blogs and shit, I think yesterday, because they said she sent, in an effort to find out who I guess her fake friends are, who can't be trusted, she sent a bunch of fake baby pictures to people
right.
in her phone or whatever to see if they would end up on the blogs. And of course, a couple of people she sent it to sent it to TMZ trying to sell it.
Right.
My whole thing with that is, girl, well, if you're going through your phone, you're saying, I'm going to send this to this person to see if I can trust them. Just don't send him. Just don't send him any pictures.
Right.
Like,
I see what you're saying, but I also think that was a really good idea. Alicia Keys did the same thing, or she did something really similar when Egypt was born. She said that they sent.
Was no,
or actually maybe she didn't, maybe that was just something I came up with because I thought it was a good idea, but the idea behind this was that you send not a fake baby, but like your baby wearing different stuff, and you send a different photo to everybody, and that way if the picture leaks and it's your baby in like the duck swimsuit, then you know you sent the duck swimsuit to Aunt Tammy, and Aunt Tammy ain't shit.
Okay, so why not just fuck with the people? Why not like just stop fucking with the people who you think would send the pictures?
Right, like if I have to question whether or not I can trust you with the picture, I'm just not going to send it to you.
I mean, but in Kim Kardashian's world, that has to be everybody that's not blood related to her.
Then don't send it to anybody but your blood relatives until you're ready to give it to a magazine.
And also, I'm pretty sure, you know, she is not legally allowed to show pictures of that baby to anybody else, because I'm certain someone paid millions to have.
No, she's just raggedy. Because here's the
okay,
next story.
Okay, well, I tried.
Here's the next story. So this showed up on Radar today. Steve Wozniak, who is co-founder of Apple, has met Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and North in the hospital.
Okay.
And he got to meet the baby before Rob Kardashian did.
Are you serious?
So Rob told, I'm trying to figure out.
How old is North now? Like a week?
Maybe. I don't even know.
Your own brother hasn't seen her?
But Rob was quoted by E! Saying that he tried to go over and see her last week, but Kim just wanted calm and peace just to be with her and her mom.
That's a lie. The line was long in the drive-thru at Carl's Jr. And he missed.
Leave he missed, Rob alone.
He missed visiting hours. He missed visiting hours. See, Rob was getting something to eat, and he missed visiting hours to go see North. Now, we all know that's what happened. And when he gave that quote, he was wiping, you know, the secret sauce off of his mouth.
Oh, my God, you ain't shit.
So,
wow, Dustin.
Miss me with that. Leave me alone. I keep telling y'all, they need to leave us alone. That's it.
I can't.
Well, he's saying that he didn't get to go see the baby, but Kim invited Steve Wozniak up to the hospital for Kanye's birthday, because it was around the same time. And so... or some shit, whatever. So, I just like, please just leave us alone.
Like, girl,
I don't
want to
hear no
I'm
more.
So...
I personally don't give a fuck what your baby looks like. I don't give a fuck what you named your baby. Like, I don't give a fuck what you do with your baby. Like, I don't care. I don't want to hear no more.
The name's
like,
gonna
no
change
more.
In 18 years anyway. Who in the hell is gonna walk through earth willingly as Northwest? So
that
as soon as she turns 18.
That
and gets
I thought,
breast implants, that name is changing.
That was the only thing I thought, at like me as a person, is what like might get me through those 18 years of just being filthy rich.
Right.
Like if I had all of that money, he'd be like, bitch, well, in 18 years, I'm changing this motherfucker anyway.
Yeah.
So
YOLO. It's a lot easier to go through life rich and with a fucked up name than broke as fuck with a fucked up name. So at least Little North has that going for her.
Getting picked on by kids in Calabasas is probably not as bad as getting picked on by kids in Liberty City.
And Cabrini Green.
So I don't even give a shit.
Probably not.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Well, she's not going to go away, so. Not Kim nor North. Neither one of them is going anywhere, so.
Whatever. Chris Brown's back in trouble, girl.
Must be a date in NY.
I mean.
Chris Brown stay in trouble. It would be some news if he wasn't.
So yesterday, Chris Brown was in the news because he allegedly shoved some girl to the ground in the VIP of a club in Anaheim.
Did you see the picture?
I saw the picture of her in this janky room.
Y'all ain't shit.
On these crutches. And there was like a baby behind her or something.
Right.
And it was like honestly, no shade. When I first saw the picture, I was like, girl, really? You know, like I just really feel like people are bullshitting with Chris Brown. Like
yeah.
I do. And I don't believe that he shoved her. And I kind of don't believe anybody fucking shoved her. But she says that he pushed her and now she has to get knee surgery. He says that's false. The very next day, he's in the news saying that he's being charged now with hit and run, because a couple weeks ago he was driving around with carrot juice and he hit the back of this lady's car, I guess.
Right.
Hopped out of the car, went over to her. There's all these pictures of him speaking to her,
uh-huh.
exchanged information, went on about his damn business. Now, she has been saying that he gave her bogus insurance information and like a fake number.
Oh, okay.
And so now they're trying to say it's a hit and run. And
I think legally that might count as a hit and run.
Yeah, it would. If it was true, he's saying it's not.
Oh, I see.
And he was on Twitter today ranting about it, putting up scriptures.
I saw that.
Changing
shit.
His avatar the lady's driver's license. And there really wasn't anything wrong with her car.
Right.
But it seems, again, like people are fucking with him. In my opinion, I can tell sometimes when he's being just a complete ass. But, like, it's just, like, he can't be that dumb. Like, I just don't think that he's that stupid where every single time he is in the news every week with some legal shit.
I'm just bored by him.
I'm bored, too. And I don't think that he is that stupid that he would be that careless to put himself in a position like that. Number one, the girl was lying. Okay. We can all say that.
Yeah.
She was standing. I've never seen for you to have on a full leg cast. Like she looked like she was in traction, but she was standing up. You know, she had her posture. She was standing like girl stand in club pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
But she was on crutches with a full leg cane, like a full leg cast rather. Like you're lying, Ma. You are lying. And second of all, who I want to know what they have to say about this is Paula Deen. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Paula Deen's commentary about Chris Brown involved in a hit and run and passing bogus insurance? Just like a wouldn't it be good?
Yeah, like a nigga.
That's what I want to know.
And that's why I don't trust them niggas.
Exactly. I don't have it for you, Chris. I don't know what to tell you, girl.
I don't either. Like, I don't think people should unfairly gang up on Chris Brown. But then on the other way, more important hand, I just don't give a fuck at all.
Yeah, because he's like,
just shut up, Chris. Just go somewhere and shut up. Like,
get back with Rihanna, and I'm gonna tell you something.
I think Rihanna is over him. Yeah, to be quite honest,
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Rihanna got a root. Rihanna put a root on him or something. Because every time that they are on good terms, Chris is in the limelight. His career is going well. He's selling records. You know what I mean? He's performing. They're letting him back into the award shows. The minute they're on the outs, you done push some bitch in the club, and now she had her leg is growing out of her ear now. And then, you know, you pulled a brandy on this other lady in the back of her car. And so now, you know, like all this other stuff is going on. I blame Rihanna.
I hate you.
Rihanna put a root on Chris Brown.
Well, whatever happened to Chris Brown, he's so boring to me. And until his music gets better, I just don't give a fuck about anything he's doing at all.
I like the Fine China song a lot.
I don't.
I do. It's very black. It's very Lori seasoning salt. Yeah.
It's very seasoned salt.
It is.
I don't.
Like, it's a song that, like, grown folk would like.
Yeah. You two-step and,
But that other song he got with Ali on it, he could have kept everything.
I thought that's the song we were talking about.
No.
Oh, there's another one.
Yes.
Oh,
the
God.
First new one.
Oh, okay. Well.
But that Aaliyah song, he could have.
I guess it's just the trend now to throw out a bunch of singles and see which one sticks.
You know, Drake got a good laugh out of that. My Aaliyah song was better.
And it wasn't.
Right, both of y'all's Aaliyah songs were terrible. Leave Aaliyah the fuck alone.
Let her be dead.
Shit, like, she's been dead for a long ass time. Like,
she
let her go.
Rest in peace.
God,
leave her the fuck alone. I don't want to hear any new Aaliyah vocals unless it was produced by Timbaland and Missy Elliott.
And Missy Elliott,
like,
right.
I don't want to hear any more of your fuck ass. Yes, she was great. And a lot of us loved her music. All right, but just leave her alone. I don't want to hear any more of your fuck ass singles from none of you new light skinned niggas with Aaliyah's vocals on it. I don't want to hear any more. Stop it.
Go off.
It's so annoying. Like, leave her alone. Woo.
Amen.
All right. Let's move forward.
Okay.
I'm glad I hyped up because I have to stay hyped for this next
one. Okay, great. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Does that mean? Okay. What is it about?
It's about this George Zimmerman trial.
See?
So listen, white people, if you manage to still listen to this show, you might just want to fast forward. This is, I already know this cannot be good for your people. Okay, what happened?
So listen, George Zimmerman's trial just recently started. It's not looking good. Just because they are already in this court, bullshit.
It started off like with fuck shit.
It began with fuckery.
Right.
George Zimmerman's defense attorney, in his opening statement, Like the opening, the beginning.
Like, nigga, we just got here.
As in, we just sat down. Seats ain't even warm yet.
Ice ain't melted.
Like,
pencil still sharp.
He started.
Coffee still in the cups.
Opened his statement with a knock knock joke. I'm going to tell you what the joke was. And then it didn't even have the nerve to be funny. Like, this man turned to the jury and said, knock, knock. Who's there? He didn't even let them say who's there because they didn't even give a fuck. They were right. Seriously like, are you okay?
They were flabbergasted.
Yeah.
He said, knock, knock, who's there? George Zimmerman, who good you're on the jury.
Yeah.
There might have been one like nervous giggle.
Right.
But the whole courtroom
just
was just
so
like,
uncomfortable. Even George Zimmerman was sitting there like, my nigga, you telling jokes right now, though? Like,
I don't think there's anything that could ever be more disrespectful to the fact that there's a family in this courtroom who lost their 17-year-old son. And you're opening up with a goddamn
with
knock,
a
knock
goddamn joke.
I mean, that is so indicative of like of their whole defense of the fact that George Zimmerman murdered that boy, and it really pisses me off. And I think what they were trying to do was make all the black people, or as Paula Deen would call them,
niggas.
Don't do
I
this.
Think that they were trying to make all of them angry and volatile to try to, you know, like paint them as these aggressive people to try to say that that's how Trayvon Martin was in that instant.
That's a good point.
That's what he was trying to do. And I hate it, and it's sneaky and underhanded, and I'll be waiting outside the courtroom.
Shut up.
And it worked, right?
Allegedly.
Yeah, because it pissed not even just black people. It just pissed a lot of people off because it was just inappropriate and like,
it's
what?
Just so crazy because this trial makes me feel the way the OJ trial did. I don't know if y'all are old enough to remember that.
Here. I remember.
It was really,
I was like in third grade.
No, I was in, I think, seventh or eighth. And it was really like blacks versus whites for that entire.
It was.
And there were a few white people who were with the black folks and a few black folks who were with the white folks. But overall, nigga, it was the race wars and it was us versus them. And this shit feels like that all over again.
It was very ugly. But even like with this, though, Crystal, it's like a little bit more. I mean, this is like clear.
This is just straight up
like
disrespectful.
Straight up, like come on, son. Like you opening up.
It's already a huge
a
case, right?
Why didn't they do to him what they did to Ocho Cinco? You know, you disrespecting the legal process by opening up with a goddamn knock knock joke in right.
It was just so gross.
Can we smoke in here? I need like for
no
real.
Smoking
right, like
studio.
It pisses me
but
off.
But it was ridiculous.
It concerns me and it's already bad. Like even today they showed like a picture of Trayvon's dead body in the courtroom and his father walked out.
Yeah.
Someone said, George Zimmerman's friend said that Trayvon's father cursed at George Zimmerman in the courthouse, and it was like, well, yeah. Girl,
wouldn't you cuss out the person
son.
Who killed your kid?
Like,
I mean,
yeah,
is that a stretch? Is that a reach? Like, are you goddamn kidding me right now?
He murdered this man's son.
I think he's allowed a curse word. Or
yeah,
two.
I think people forget the fact that all of this is going on because he actually took a gun and shot and killed a 17-year-old little boy.
Right.
We're in this trial to find out why he did it.
Right.
But let's take a step back.
But we know he did it.
Let's take a step back.
Right.
And think about the fact that we're here because this grown ass man that is shaped like a naked juice took a gun and shot and killed a little black boy that was walking around with an Arizona and some fucking Skittles.
Right.
Like he did that. So yeah, motherfucker, you are gonna get caught a couple bitches and motherfuckers and hoes and a lot of other shit and be glad that it's a verbal lashing. You know what I mean? It's not an eye for an eye up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Be glad that it's not that.
And it's not even just George Zimmerman, but his whole entire
family
is full
wife,
of fucking idiots.
All of them.
All of them
They're
are some
all
goddamn
so
idiots.
Fucking stupid.
Like you people created this.
I call
you
them
created this opportunity for George Zimmerman to become this terrible person and do the things he did. Like all of you are some goddamn morons.
I call them the Dimmermans because they're all dim-witted and dumb and George Dimmerman.
Love it.
Fuck them.
And right now, the prosecutors are trying to get old tapes of Zimmerman calling into the police about people he was profiling.
Right.
And of course, his defense attorney is trying to say that it's irrelevant. There's no point. playing those tapes in the courthouse. And it's just already looking a mess, and it just started. And I, like, when I think about how, like, Casey Anthony killed a little white girl, not only just a little white girl, but her own
her
daughter.
Her own little white girl.
And she's still walking around in these damn streets.
Right.
So,
partying. At the club.
Like, the day of. So,
at the club.
I just don't trust Florida to get this right. I don't trust these five
it's
white women
state.
And this one white Latina. I don't trust it.
It's my home state, but I can also tell you that it is trash.
Yeah.
And so, I just I don't
everything
know.
Bad happens in fucking Florida, and I just don't think they're going to get this right. I pray that they do, but...
All I know is
if they don't convict this
one thing I can count on in Florida, especially when it comes to a race thing like this, is
turn up.
If he does not get convicted and spend the rest of his life in prison, he's going to be I gotta calm down.
We gotta go down there for the rioting.
Woo, I'm going to be a part of it.
Yeah, we gotta go.
I'm buying a new outfit.
I'm calling my cousins. When do the riots start? When do the riots begin? I gotta book my fucking
and we
ticket.
And we're gonna go to the barbershop the day before we go down there. Make
Hello?
Sure we got it together. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I wonder if we can host like a riot party.
Niggas is gonna be fly for the riot.
Yes.
Listen.
Hell yeah.
Turn up. Yes.
Miami, come meet us.
305 Riot Wednesdays.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're gonna
I'm
all
ready.
Have some Henny and chicken, and then we're gonna go fuck some shit up.
Listen, this is going to be everything. Okay, so good. I'm good. Like, he needs to spend... I personally want this man to be buried in the bottom of the prison.
Right.
With nobody but a huge, brolic-ass nigga named Pijo, who's...
Ready and willing and able.
Making him his bitch every single night.
King James version.
Hello?
Also, it's not going to just... It's not going to stop there. I remember... This is a little off topic, but it's kind of still on, so it's hanging on.
Okay.
I remember there was a case in California where an Asian lady that owned, like, a convenience store, she shot and killed a young black girl. And I remember... So she got convicted, whatever, and she went to jail. And I remember she was up for parole, or for some reason she had to go like back to court. And when I tell you, she had like her eyeball was underneath her bottom lip, like everything, like her scalp was on her shoulder blade. Like they had completely rearranged her entire anatomy in jail. Like they had beat the shit.
Yeah, he's going
woman.
To get fucked
so
up
if he,
either way,
like, bruh, like, listen, you might as well go on and go to
at
jail.
At least
where
if you go to prison,
rules.
Right.
Yeah.
At least if you go to prison, they will actively try
to
keep you
alive.
Exactly.
If you go back in
if
these streets, girl, that's
streets.
Your ass.
Because that ain't what you want, bruh, for real. And not, and we all, everybody in America knows where this guy is and lives and all this shit and all this. Like, is that you might as well just say you did it, bruh.
He went through so much.
For real.
Like,
he was such a bitch throughout the entire process from when he was arrested to when the trial started. Like, remember all the lying he did?
Yes.
Collected money via PayPal on, like, his
yes.
fuck-ass website and didn't turn in all his passports. And
I'm getting
this
pissed.
Motherfucker has every... He had every intention of getting the fuck out of this country and disappearing and just... plans were thwarted, but goddamn it,
because he knows he's wrong. Like, it, like, you don't...
You can't
don't
do that
shit, say
man.
Shit to me. Like...
I don't want
to. You don't
it.
Even need to go past the fact that the dispatcher told him not to follow this child,
and
he
did
it
anyway
with a loaded
right.
gun on
yep.
top of that.
Like as
you
far
don't
as
need
I'm
to
concerned, we're done.
Right,
we're done. Like, that's it. That's the end of it. The man on the phone told you, sit your ass down. Do not follow him. We do not need you to do that. And the motherfucker did it anyway. So just
that's it.
String him up, girl.
Whew. Okay.
I'm over it.
Yeah, we pissed off.
I'm done. Let's wind down.
Okay.
That is our pop culture shit for this week.
Woo!
Good God.
Look at God.
With his ugly ass. Finish going.
He is fucking
family.
Ugly.
They all look like fucking Despicable Me. They look like a Despicable
look like
Me
the
poster.
Minions.
Yes.
That fucking nigga gained like 100 pounds too. Like 100 pounds over the past year.
Yeah.
Damn.
Somebody said that was to make him look more pathetic.
He looks like a prize squash. And I don't give a fuck either way.
He does.
He needs to go to prison.
Okay, let's move on.
All right.
He looks like a third row from an SUV. Finish
Girl.
Going. I can't.
Let's go. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Ugh. So once again, people of Earth, we know that it can be difficult to catch your favorite shows. Right now, I'm getting right into the end of Modern Family. Gloria had her baby. His name's Fulgencio.
Yes.
And it's adorable. So whatever your show is, you need to go ahead and do the same thing and catch up using this extended free trial available right now at HuluPlus.com/TheRead.
Hulu Plus is great, not just for catching up on shows like their entire seasons, but they've also got great shows like Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, which is fantastic for me because I like to go to bed and I don't like to be up all extra late sometimes. So I can watch new episodes of that show every day, like the day after it airs. They've got Parks and Rec, Community, The Office, so many great shows. You guys already know you can watch it on your phone, your computer, and it's only $7.99 a month. However, we are giving you the opportunity to start for free at HuluPlus.com/TheRead.
That's right. Don't make your life complicated. You know that you have a show that you want to watch. And if you've gone and signed up for this, let us know what it is that you're watching. I want to hear about it. HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Let's continue with the show.
That's HuluPlusRadio.com/TheRead.
So we're back.
We are.
And we're getting ready for our lovely listener letters.
And we have two updates from listeners this week.
Both, I love that part.
In regard to baby mamas.
Give it to me.
Remember Christian who had the baby mama who was pregnant with a kid that wasn't his,
but he signed the birth certificate.
Right. So Christian emailed us back and said, after listening to y'all's advice, I started doing some research on my rights as a father. And it turns out that once my son turned two, no one can take away my paternal rights. So I took my ex to the State Department and signed her up for every type of government assistant possible. And her name is on a waiting list for an apartment. So while she isn't out of my house yet, I got her one foot out the door. And if she tries to move back in with her mama, I will be suing for custody of my son.
Work.
So apparently, in whatever state he's in, his paternal rights can't be terminated since he's been on the birth certificate for more than 2 years. So Christian's not having any shit. However, Jay also emailed us with an update. And bitch, you need to make sure your drawers is fastened on tight for this one.
Wait.
Because girl, Jay, it's everything.
Is Jay the one with the friend who could be the baby father?
The friend is the baby father.
Right, yeah, the friend is the baby's father.
Jay.
Yes.
Suspected okay. that his girlfriend's baby wasn't his, sent away for a DNA test, got the results, and the child is not his, the child's father.
I remember this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jay emailed us back and said, so about a week after you read my story, I saw my hoe ass friend at the club. I tried to avoid him until he said, how's your little man doing? I saw blood and fire after that, and I tagged his nose a couple times, blood everywhere. Because we kick it with the same people, they broke it up, and that was as far as it went. Luckily, the law wasn't involved, but just know that I'm not done with him. However, oh, this gets so much better.
Because I'm loving the direction. I'm
baby.
Sorry.
This past weekend was my now ex-girlfriend's birthday, and I had some shit planned out. Long story short, I put together this little album of a lot of pictures of us and the baby, and the very last page was the DNA test results. I made a copy for her, her mama, my mama, and my hoe-ass friend's mama, since we're all so damn close.
Yes!
And I made a PowerPoint so everybody at the party could see it.
Yeah.
We all looked through the album, and when we got to the very last page, I waited until everybody looked at it, and then I said, this is the DNA test between me and my son. I looked at her, and she had a sick look on her face. I walked out after tossing her birthday cake on the floor and then texted her and said, happy birthday, come and get your shit. She came over yesterday to get her stuff. I sat back and watched Rugrats while she was breaking her back, moving her shit. Not a single word was said between us. I saw her crying, but I didn't give a damn, two shits, or a fuck about her tears. Thanks, guys, and I'll let you know if anything else happens.
Who sent that? Shonda Rhimes? Because that right? is like,
that
whoa.
That was perfect.
Update ever.
That was perfect. That's exactly what I like
literally
to do.
Literally everything. Yes. Didn't
exact
you say
all
that you
your
want
revenge.
To hurt your feelings?
Yes.
And I said I wanted
public
to do both.
Public embarrassment. Yes. It was so good.
He got
so
the
good.
Physical and he got the emotional. You yes. fucking go off. Come through, Jay.
Because yes. everybody, I'm sure everybody got the album was like, oh, it's a little baby's, a little look at us and our baby album. How cute. And look all the pictures. And then at the very end, oh, bitch, you're not the father.
Bam.
Oh, damn.
Jay, you need to be writing scripts.
That yes. was perfect.
Because that was flawless.
That could have been on Scandal.
Like that, yes. Okay.
Good job, Jay.
I live for it.
Don't forget to send your letters to asktheread@gmail.com. Also send in your updates and we will potentially read them aloud on the show. Just see what's going on.
All right.
And now the bar has been set.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You people, your stories have to be as good as Jay's because Jay just knocked that one out the fucking park. Okay. Here we go. Chelsea said, I've been dating this guy for about 6 months now, and I believe I have strong feelings for him. He has a 3-year-old son, and prior to us dating, I always told myself I'd never get serious with anyone who had children.
How old is the son?
He's 3.
Okay.
I've met his son, and I think he's a great kid, but I also keep my distance. Recently, my boyfriend informed me that he's now battling for full custody of his son. I think him being a father and wanting his son around at all times is a beautiful thing, but I also know that this means nothing in his life will just be about me and him. It will always be about his son. I'm 24 and not sure if I'm ready to play stepmother. Do I walk away now before things get deeper or stick it out because he's a good guy? Please help. P.S. We've started using the L word. Which is, I guess, is love and not lust.
Well, girl, here's the black bottom line. His son's going to come first, period. And that's just the end of it. If at any time he has to put his son before you, you're just going to have to fucking deal with it because it's like his son comes first.
Right.
So I don't see, I mean, if you have a problem with sharing your time with this man and his son or whatever, like, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
date somebody that doesn't have a kid.
Yeah. Right. Like, that's the obvious answer. Because
that's not going to change. Like, unless you're dating Casey Anthony. So, like.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, for real, like, homegirl, like, just go get some gas. Someone.
Yeah.
And, you know, go get your stuff and leave. Like, it's time to roll. Like, it's not going to change. Like, you got to go. Like,
right.
Leave.
So, this is just. Like, I
was
get
trying
it, but
to, like, I mean, because if you're talking about you're using the L word and it's been 6 months and you have strong feelings for him, like, I'm just like, this is your reality. So if this man's about to get full custody of his son, that means that his son is going to be there and that's going to be the situation, not just now, but for 18 years, girl.
Right. So, at the very least.
That's
and
not.
And he sounds like a good father, too. So you're really fucked.
Right.
There's so many other things that, like, she could be in distress about when it comes right. to her. Like, these are good, I don't even want to say problems, but like, these are good, this is good.
But
like,
I also do understand not wanting to be a stepmother at age 24 and not wanting to burden yourself with a child.
I understand that too.
Which is why I really believe in not dating people with kids. Like, let people with kids date each other.
Yeah. Just go date someone who doesn't have any kids.
At age 24, there ought to still be somebody. Not many, but shit, somebody.
Because no shade, I wouldn't be out here trying to raise nobody's damn baby either.
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. Child rearing, nah, you can keep all that.
I don't even want any for myself to be raising at no damn 24. Who the fuck does?
No.
No thanks. So go find you a man who doesn't have any.
So the L word is leave. That's what the L word is. Later. Yeah. That's what the L word
Whoever
is.
Whoever helped you birth this baby can be the one to help you raise it, baby. It won't be me.
Amen.
No, congratulations to y'all, though. So, yeah, I think the advice here is to just, girl's only been 6 months. Just leave.
You'll be all right.
Yeah. We have an interesting question from Maria, who is going through some shit that I think is pretty common. So we'll see how many of you can identify with this.
Okay.
Maria said, I've been hanging out with this guy for about 10 months. He's amazing and I love spending time with him. I have a 5-year-old son who adores him, which is very important. We started having sex about a month or two after we met, and the sex is great too. The problem is that he consistently says that we're just friends and I don't believe him. Usually I find that, okay, Dustin, really? Because we're not even done reading the letter.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Wait, can you start the letter over?
No. Usually I find that men talk a good game, but it's not backed by their actions. But this guy is the complete opposite. His actions say everything, but his words don't match. He's always at my house. We're always texting on the phone. We all go out and hang out in public together, etc. But he swears we're just friends. There are days that I try to believe it and block how I feel about him, but it doesn't work. I really feel like I'm in love with this man, and I don't want to shake the feeling. Not only am I in love with him, but I'm getting attached to the feeling of having a full family. I don't believe he's seeing anyone other than me. And so when it does come up that he's doing something outside his norm, I encourage him to the fullest. This is the best relationship I've ever been in. And I'm not even in a damn relationship. So I guess my question is, am I asking for too much by wanting a title? Side note, we talk often about our lack of commitment. And sometimes I fake like I'm going out on dates with other guys. Sometimes I actually do go. And when I do, it's not a secret. He usually cracks jokes about the date and then we end up fucking. That's pathetic, I know.
Is that it?
Why are you being mean?
I'm not being mean. I just didn't know if you were finished.
Yes.
Because when I thought you were finished, you said side note.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Anyway. Jumped in with that, but damn. Okay.
So.
Maria's in a pickle.
Girl, it sounds like you're not on the same page. And at this, like, you want this title and you feel like, I don't know. The whole thing with titles, with guys, it's just like.
Well, I'm interested in what Dustin has to say, because Dustin cracked up laughing before we were even done reading the entire thing.
I sure did.
Did you recognize something in this letter?
I did, because you know this is what we do on my show, on Liquor and Cereal, on YouTube.
Oh, right, on Liquor and Cereal, yeah.
Relationship advice.
So, sometimes I think it's really important to pay attention to the details that are right in front of your face. And if I was moved to chuckle because... because what's her name?
Maria.
Hi, Maria. Ave Maria. Maria continued to tell us that her, the guy that she is involved in a sexual relationship with continues to let her know that they are just friends. Right. Maria, he's not telling you that because he just feels like talking or because he wants to move the gum in his mouth around.
Right.
He means that you are just friends.
Right.
How many times does he need to tell you this for you to take that in right. and let it marinate like into your soul? Like, he is not your man. You are not his woman. You guys are friends. You do have a friendship because you laugh about stuff. That's what friends do. So he's your friend. You're not in a relationship. So all of this anxiety you have over a commitment is unnecessary.
Because, right.
There is none. The only commitment
you telling poor girl,
you. Yeah.
Like, you have fucked your way into this delusion and now.
Exactly.
And now you're trapped in it and looking at us like we can save you. Only you can save you. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Just like, accept the fact that you guys are in a sexual relationship
and that is
those
it.
Those are the boundaries and those are the only boundaries.
Yeah, don't sit there and try and make something up in your head when this guy's clearly telling you, like, we're just friends. Because that nigga could spend every waking moment of his life in your fucking house and he could fuck you whenever you want him to. And if he's telling you that you're just friends, please don't expect for him to take your relationship anything further than a friendship.
Right.
Because that's what the fuck he means. Like, all of that stuff that you're telling yourself is, like, I guess a relationship or relationship related. It's just like, girl, if he's be glad that he's telling you that you're just friends rather than making you believe that you're in a relationship. Meanwhile, he's fucking a whole bunch of other bitches.
Right.
Just if you want like something more than that, then you're not going to get it from this situation. Go find it somewhere else. If you're okay with just having a fuck buddy girl, a friend with benefits, if you will, then go here. And you know, then that's what this situation is.
Just wake up and smell the Keisha Cole Brown gel. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not your man. This is not a relationship. This is not.
I'm leaving. I'm going home.
So listen, Maria, this is like the nice guy way of letting you know that he enjoys fucking with you and hanging out with you. And he even thinks it's cool to sit around in his drawers and play video games with your son. But he does not want to be with you.
Yes.
Like, this is the nice nigga's way of letting you know that he has no interest in a relationship with you. However, he would like to continue casually fucking you and eating your snacks whenever he wants.
It even seems like he thinks that like she's clear on the fact that because they talk and laugh like, about the fact that they don't have a commitment.
Right. He's like, we have no.
Right. And you're joking with him talking about that you're out with other guys and things like that.
And
like,
he laughs it off. Like, he doesn't care.
Like,
what do you want from him?
He's right? Like, oh, word. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Like, the nigga doesn't care if you date other people.
Like, he thinks this is clear.
This is a bromance.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a bromance. This is like a perfect friends with benefits situation for him. And he's not, if you approach him with him, he's not going to understand what the fuck you're talking about.
Just be living your reality.
Yeah, girl.
I have to say it every week.
I'm
living
so
your
sorry.
Reality, Maria, girl.
I'm
it's
sorry.
All right. It's fine. Okay. Do we have another one?
We do. Really quick from Tiffany. She asks, you guys always say who Blue Ivy won't take calls from, but exactly who does Blue Ivy fuck with? Who does she take phone calls from?
Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter. Mm-hmm. Sean Corey Carter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gloria Carter.
Gloria Carter.
Uh-huh.
Tina Knowles. Solange Knowles.
Yes. Jules.
Whatever his last
name
Oprah is.
And Oprah Winfrey.
And Oprah Winfrey.
Mm-hmm. But
that
she texts,
is the short list.
She text messages the Obama girls, too.
Yes.
Right, the Obama mm-hmm. girls have text
and
messenger
I believe
privileges.
She probably
as
maybe
does
FaceTimes
Apple.
With Matthew.
Yeah, yeah. on holidays.
On holidays. So
she send Nixon a card for all the major
I
holidays.
I don't think that at all.
No, nobody. Blue Ivy is a good Christian.
She'll, yeah, she is.
She'll send her half.
I mean,
uncle.
Her half uncle.
I guess whatever Nixon is to her, she'll send that nigga a card on the holidays. But I mean,
but that's pretty much it
when girl. You're royalty, people want to fuck with you. Like, it's your job to keep all the riffraff and the other away.
Yeah, but Northwest is blocked.
Oh,
so's Penelope Disick.
Listen,
Mason Disick.
Blue Ivy got all her shade out when she put up that fucking Google image picture of Kim and Kanye and put congratulations across the top.
That was it.
Blue Ivy got all her shade. She was like, oh, I know how to fix this. Child.
That's it.
Think you're going to bring a nigga named North around me.
What the fuck?
There you go, Tiffany. That's Blue who Ivy's Blue Ivy fucks with.
Blue Ivy's going to make the first Northwest joke in the school.
She already has.
On the first day of Northwest daycare, whatever, she's going to be the first one to crack the joke.
Okay, I believe that, actually.
I do, too.
Blue Ivy texting Will and Kate's baby from the womb, like, my nigga.
Like,
wait till you see this shit here.
When you get here, you gonna see this shit is a mess. Like, child, the people they think we fuck with.
Right.
Okay. Thank you for the letters.
As always, you guys, asktherita@gmail.com. Let's move forward. Have you heard of Audible? It is this amazing, amazing program that lets you download all kinds of audiobooks. They make it easy. They've got a huge selection, and you can get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial right now at audiblepodcast.com/read. It's a great way to support the show and keep us going and also get a little entertainment in for yourself.
You can play Audible's audiobooks on hundreds of devices, and if you have Kindle, it'll let you switch back and forth between listening and reading without losing your place, and you can bookmark it, and you can, you know, find you some, maybe some Eric Jerome Dickey or some Zane or whatever the young black girls are reading these days. Yes. I don't really know. It's kind of different from when I was in high school. And start right now with a free audiobook and that free 30-day trial. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/read to claim it now as yours.
I love Audible because I can download like my favorite New York Times bestseller books. I also have a book right now on my Audible app that is helping me learn Spanish. It's like 30 minutes every day that you listen to the app and all of a sudden you can speak Spanish. It's amazing.
Awesome.
I love Audible. It's so much fun. It's so great. Don't forget to sign up at audiblepodcast.com/read. That's audiblepodcast.com/READ for a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay. So we read.
It is that time.
Do you have a read this week?
I do, but I was going to let our guest, Dustin, go first.
Do you want to?
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Yes. Okay.
This is personal for me. You know what I'm saying? This is something that is, I want to say near and dear to my heart, but that's not where I want it. I actually want it as far the fuck away from me and my existence as possible.
Let's
get it snap, crackle, and pop.
You have the floor.
Okay. Yeah, well, go on.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's my thing, you guys. I know that a lot of people are familiar with New York City, familiar with the transit system, familiar with how all of this works, okay? And so let me say this first of all. Let me preface it by saying this. I have vacationed in Mexico, as I'm sure a lot of people have. You know, it's beautiful, Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, great experience. You go to dinner, you have drinks, you go to the beach, your resort is beautiful. They have these bands playing this music, and it's great in Mexico on vacation.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The other day, I was on the damn train.
Nope.
Had just left the gym. I work out early in the mornings. It was like 7:45 a.m., you know. And I was on my way to take care of some really important business. And I was going through some notes, you know, really focused. And I was attempting to be focused, but I kind of ended up like dozing off, drifting off while I was reading the page of notes.
Uh-huh.
So in my comfortable, you know, I was sleeping. I felt like Blue Ivy nestled in the bosom of Beyonce Knowles Carter. I was sleeping good. Okay.
Amen.
The doors of the train open because you can kind of hear that even though you sleep. And all of a sudden I hear the slam, bam, of some wooden heeled boots onto the floor of the train. And all of a sudden I hear all of these guitars and banjos and bongos and electric shits and all this shit. And it was the most offensive thing in the world. And so it's a mariachi band. Okay. At 7:45 in the goddamn morning on the train. Meanwhile, people are going to work, commuting. Everybody's still tired and sleepy,
right,
half eating their breakfasts. You know what I mean? It was just such an interruption. I am fucking sick of these mariachi bands on the train. I can deal with the performers, the people who tumble and twist, because that's a little bit more quiet and I can kind of put my earphones on and ignore that. I can close my eyes and it's gone. That mariachi band. And then they had the audacity, okay, never, I'm not going to say that, but they had the they had the audacity to bring this sombrero like all up in my face asking for money.
Oh yeah.
What makes you think I'm going to give you some money to fuck with me, to bother me and irritate me on the train on my way there? So I didn't give them some money. What I gave them was what we're doing right here, a read. I was like, just so you guys know,
oh my God.
I was going over some important stuff here, and then I decided to take a nap, and thanks to you, everything is ruined. I hate you. I hate all of you. I hate your whole band, your whole family. The music sucks. God. I hate the strumming of these guitars. I hate those loud-ass boots that you're wearing. I hate all of you.
I'm not mad.
Only to find out that their English wasn't that great, so he was still smiling because I guess he thought that I was like passionate about their performance. So I just kind of like roll my eyes. So that's what my read is. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of these mariachi bands on the subways. And once again, what do we need them to do? Leave us alone. Just leave me alone. Let me ride in peace. And that's it.
That's exactly how I feel about the fucking performers with their fucking boom boxes and shit. Every time they get on with that Showtime shit, I just be like,
and they always have tape. Why is that tape? Their boom boxes look like the Yeezus cover. It's always a piece of tape on those boom boxes. Why is the tape? What are you?
No, it always looks a mess. But then they make you get out the way, and then they yell, and they want you to clap along, and then they have the nerve to come ask for money. It's just like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Honestly, I can do with the train performers sometimes, like rarely, but it is all about the timing. Don't nobody want to hear that shit, see that shit, be around that shit at no 7:45 in the morning.
Thank you.
Nobody.
Thank
you. Or after like 10 o'clock. Like,
yeah.
I never hated La Bamba and Guantanamera more in my life than I do right now. Because they always sing, it's always one of those two. It's either La Bamba or Guantanamera. And I hate it.
Like, the mariachi bands, really, I hardly ever see them because for whatever reason, they like to attack people first thing in the morning.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they do it. You know I don't get it.
I understand why, like, but I don't think I can repeat it,
but,
like, on the air.
You see, I had to stop. Yes.
But I know
why. You know what? So I'm not going to do this. All right. So we know Dustin's read for the week. Thank you so much, Dustin.
Yes.
For that passing
read. So anyway.
I'm pissed.
I just have a little thing that gets on my nerves. I know a girl who routinely on social media makes several updates a day. She posts a lot of pictures, a lot of status updates, tweets, whatever the fuck else.
Do I know who this person is?
No.
Okay.
However, one thing that she does that doesn't make any sense to me is that periodically, like maybe once a month or so, after sharing literally every detail of her life on Facebook and Twitter, she'll go on a rant about how nobody knows her and her life is nobody's business. So don't inbox her with no shit and don't DM her about what you think you should be doing because she don't give a fuck and it's her life. She can do what she wants. But I just, like, help me to figure out how you can put literally every bit of your business on the internet and then cop an attitude when somebody says, hey girl, I'm going to comment on your life that you have displayed online for the whole fucking world to see. Like, how does that match up? They don't go.
Right.
Like, you can't have it both ways. You can't be like one of these people who shares fucking every. I mean, and it's not like they share everything like, oh, I just got an A on my paper or, oh, my boss. You know, this is not like all these great positive things. It's everything wrong with your life.
It's like if Kim Kardashian in between seasons of that show was to be like, my life is my life and it's nobody's business. Leave me the fuck.
Right.
Alone.
It's just as funny right. as when Kim Kardashian talks about wanting privacy, like, We'll accept your privacy when you stop inviting reality TV show cameras into your fucking house. Like, nobody's here for your fake ass sense of privacy. That's exactly how I feel about these girls. And there are some guys, too, who clown their baby mama or their baby daddy all day and talk about their shitty ass job and all the customers that get on their nerves and everything that's wrong with their life. But then when somebody comments and says, oh, girl, well, maybe you should stop fucking all these different people and you wouldn't have seven baby daddies, or maybe right, or maybe your test results came back like that because you screw without condoms. Like, when somebody comments on all of the personal business you're putting online, then you want to cop an attitude. Here's how you avoid people talking about your personal business. Don't talk about your personal business. That's how I feel about most things. If you put it on the internet, then you're opening it up for criticism and comment. So if you don't want people to talk about the contents of your uterus or the different visitors to your vagina or who's coming through your house at what hour of the night and all this other shit, then bitch, don't put it online. Like, it's that fucking simple.
And why even respond, though? Like, I don't even get the whole like rant thing. Mm-hmm. No one is ever going to say, you know what? You're right. Like, that's never gonna happen. So why? What is the point of you even having this rant about how, well, I wish y'all need to just stay out of my shit and did it? Yeah, you are so right. I'm sorry. And like, then change.
Like,
you
know, my bad, girl. Like,
it's never gonna fucking happen. So why are you wasting my time using all these caps locks? You know what I'm saying?
Leave us alone.
There's a few people on Twitter who do that same sort of thing. Like, they'll talk about these fucked up aspects of their lives because they feel like it's sharing and caring. And
I had one moment where I shared too much on Twitter, and it's
and it was epic.
So, sorry,
it was a fucked up situation.
Don't ever do it. That's all I have to say. Just don't do it.
Yeah, you just don't share that information online, because when people say something about it, you're going to be mad. But it's your own fault for putting it out there. So don't put shit on the internet that you're embarrassed or ashamed of, or that you don't want people knowing the details about, if you don't want people to fucking know. Like, it just seems so goddamn simple. But it's like we're in this age of people being incapable of just keeping their personal business to themselves. This is something my mama taught me when I was very young. I used to have this habit of, if something happened at home, then I would go tell other people.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And not anything serious, you know, not like, oh, somebody's creeping in my room and not touching me. But like, you know, my mama taped over my daddy's episode of Star Wars, and so my mama got mad. Like, I would go back and tell people at church that or something. And so after a few times of doing that, my mom was like, little girl, now listen, what goes on in this family and in this house, this is family business, and nobody else needs to know. Like, if something is happening to you, then tell me. But this regular family shit, the ins and outs of our lives, people don't need to know that shit.
That's right.
And that has stuck with me, and I feel like not enough people got that lesson.
They didn't get that talk.
Keep
you
your
know
fucking
why?
Personal business to your fucking self.
Their mamas was on the phone talking about somebody else's personal goddamn business. That's why. And so and it's just a trickle-down
Instead
effect
of
bullshit.
Instead of teaching you how to act, your mama was on the phone.
Yeah.
Doing the exact
gossip.
Right.
Holding the cord a certain way because it had a short in it. So she had to hold the cord of the phone. She had to turn the phone a certain angle to voice.
You.
That's what it was.
Oh,
it was that type of house. You
Dustin
know what I'm saying?
It's just not shit at all. But that's, I mean, that's all I have to say about that. It's so, you guys are making it way harder than it has to be. Of course, people are going to comment on your parenting skills of or lack thereof if you talk about all the different ways that you are a shitty parent. Like, come on, Drea. That's how this works.
Right.
People are going to talk about the things that you allow them to have access to. So just shut the fuck up sometimes and
people
see if that don't help you out.
All the time.
People are going to talk about Esther Baxter's miscarriage, because guess what, girl?
Because Esther Baxter put it on the fucking
Why
internet.
Should we know?
It's a sad situation. Yes, it made me look at Joe Budden as a complete fuckboy, but it goes back to nobody would be able to bring that situation up if you didn't talk about it.
Right.
It's not like somebody violated your privacy and put it on the internet. Y'all put y'all shit on the internet. And then y'all wonder why people don't fuck with you or why they talk shit about you. Girl, shut up sometimes.
All right. Well, listen, I didn't really have a read this week, but I just came up with two quick things.
Okay.
10 minutes ago in my head. Great. One of them is loose and lose are two different words. And I just want people...
I hate you.
To acknowledge this. Like, why am I the only... Like, sometimes I have to, like, go double check. Like, maybe I'm wrong. Because it's like, there's one O in the word lose. And there's two O's in the word loose. And they mean two different things.
Game changer. That O is a game changer. Like,
it is.
It just makes me...
It makes things... It's like when people spell... When people mix up cologne and colon... Like,
that one I don't see as much.
Yeah, just, that, they're dumb. Like, you're actually
when people
dumb.
Are like, oh, I love the smell of my dad's colon, and you're like, oh, girl, words.
It's like
words
people
matter.
Who mix
letters
up,
matter.
It's like people who mix up Pacific and specific.
I'm ready to slap.
That's terrible.
And this right here makes me want to literally just like rip the wallpaper off of whatever room wall that I am in. Sorry for your loss.
Oh, yeah. When people say loss,
it is sorry
loss.
For your loss. It was a loss. It
right.
was a loss.
Loss. Like two S's.
What the hell? And
the other one is Worse and Worst.
Oh my. Oh, I saw it today.
It's so bad.
From someone who I like love. So and you will be listening to this. So please govern yourself accordingly.
This
get
rude.
Your shit together.
It's just
Worse and Worst, and I'm just gonna leave it.
Okay. That's how I feel about Apart. Like Apart as one word, or then a part as two different words. Like these words are antonyms. They literally mean the exact opposite thing from each other. A part as one word is quite different from a part two different words.
So oh my God.
Like it just, when people words are like, oh, we things. Would love for words you to be a things. Part of this. And I'm like, so you.
Words mean things. Words
there's
mean
really
things.
No excuse either, because with all of this like autocorrect and spell check and proof, like.
Y'all be seeing that red squiggly line and not giving a motherfuck.
And just don't give a fuck. It's there for a reason. It's bright red. It's telling you, hey girl, there's a problem.
Pay attention.
Let's talk about these discrepancies.
Something is wrong here.
Yeah.
The white man's dictionary does not know what
red.
You're saying.
Your phone is bleeding. It's hurt. You've hurt your phone.
Like.
Your phone's feelings are hurt right now because you just typed that awful word that doesn't exist and it just wants you to change it and you won't do it.
Why? And then okay. The other thing was I saw a couple fuckboys today on nigger Twitter talking about, I don't understand why y'all have this thing where you like to tell women that somebody ain't gonna marry them for whatever reason. When you're not married and it's none of your goddamn business who marries them anyway. Like, who the fuck are you
and
to get online?
No one wants to marry you. And being married like, is not my goal in life. So
right.
You can keep all of that, bitch.
Like, what are you doing sitting here and trying to tell someone else that they're not going to get married? What do you have to... If more niggas would just ask themselves what they bring to the table and to the world.
Right.
I feel like some of these questions wouldn't come up. Because if you would just look at yourself and realize that you ain't shit,
right.
Then maybe that you would not be so quick to jump on here and try and tell somebody else how they ain't shit.
This is all part of the Say No to Fuckboys movement. Like...
Hashtag
we it. Just don't know who you are or why you're speaking right now, but sit down and shut the fuck up.
Please.
These niggas, this is why I hate to be connected to quote unquote black Twitter. I hate for people
yeah, I don't like it
to align me with black Twitter, because when I think of black Twitter, I think about those niggas and then the silly ass hoes that support them.
Ugh,
no, keep me away from all of it.
Bite a hot brick and sit on a dick.
Not bite a hot brick.
And that's it.
I wish I could see my face because I'm just disgusted.
Dustin is sitting there looking like he's about to throw up.
Because right. I just take issue with all of that. And I see it so much, as I'm sure
so
you
funny.
All do every single day on Twitter. Everyone has something to fucking say.
Right.
Like, crack a joke, talk about current events, but don't tell me how you feel about it, because I don't give a fuck. And furthermore, it's going to be misspelled. The punctuation is going to be off. And you're wrong.
Right.
So... Again, what do we want them to do? Leave me alone.
It's really just the theme of this.
It really has been.
Leave me the fuck alone. Leave us alone.
When he first said that, I almost died. I really didn't think
yeah.
I was going to be able
no, I just sat here and cried laughing.
Because that's essentially like, that's the sentiment. Like, leave us alone. Like, we don't need to know why y'all named this baby Up. Or whatever the fuck right. you name. Like, we're done. We're done.
That is
so that is our show, good folks.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
Tell the people where they can check you out.
Well, so
I'm flying out to LA tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And before, because we're getting into like the goodbyes.
Yes.
But before we get there,
you're so excited.
Just want to remind everyone that I'm having an event.
Ugh, gross. Sorry.
Shade. I'm having an event on Saturday. In West Hollywood. It's a BET Awards event. It's like a music celebration. Spectacular. There will be live performances and I don't know, snacks. I don't know. Whatever.
This famous motherfucker right here.
Like, just. We are sitting across from like.
Like, this nigga's famous. Like, oh, sorry, I'm just hosting a BET party. No big deal.
Right.
Like, oh, okay.
Like, Bob Johnson is literally across.
Right.
No, not at all. Listen, no one has time. So just look out for the information. It's going to be up and come on out and let's have a great time. So yes, okay. That was it. That was my closing.
Enjoy Los Angeles with your famous ass.
Shout out to Kid motherfucking Fury.
I don't have time for
okay.
this.
Okay, shout out to Kid Fury for being famous, mad famous and shit. Mad
Thank
funny.
You to Dustin for coming and being a part of the
yeah,
show
yeah,
again.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're I gotta get on my bullshit since Crystal knows that like I'm gonna do this anyway.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just going to let him have it.
So thank y'all for having me. You know what I'm saying? It was a great experience. And all y'all can find me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
My Twitter is at Dustin Ross Said. That's DustinRossSaid. Dustin Ross Said on Twitter. I have a great, great, great internet dating show that I'm so proud of. We give great advice or the best advice that we feel that we can. And we try to speak in truth. And so that is on the ADTV network on YouTube. It's called Liquor and Cereal because all good dates start with liquor and drinks. And if it goes the right way, you end up having breakfast the next morning. So we call the show Liquor and Cereal. Okay. So you can email us your submissions.
It took me like a week to get it when I first started.
Get it? Right. Genius. Magna Carta Holy Grail. So you can email us your submissions at liquorandcereal@gmail.com. Also, I am very excited about a new web series that I am playing the lead in titled Position. I am playing a basketball player named David who is very, very, very complex. And that's coming this fall. So look out for
Bitch,
that.
Bitch, how are we just not hearing about this?
Right. That was the first thing that I was getting ready to say. How am I just finding out about this?
So look out for that. And you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is look LOOK at AT Dustin DUSTIN. And now we got video, so it's getting real good. So,
also,
yeah. And I just want to thank Kifu and Crystal for having me. I love the read. I feel at home here.
Of course.
So thank you guys.
Yes, you
also,
right
ladies, ADTV Nation.
Thank you for tuning in, and they will see all of the things that they need to know once they go on the network because they ask the question that you're about to answer all the time, and I kind of like to leave that, you know, gray. Thank you, Crystal, my love. Crystal looks really pretty tonight.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna say Google ADTV before you ask me about whether Dustin is available. I'm just gonna say that.
Because, right. Yeah. Shout out to the comment section on our video.
So confused right now, but a lot of girls ask me, you know, is Dustin available? Does he have a girlfriend? So I'm suggesting that you Google ADTV Nation before you ask me that.
So, yes.
I wish Kim Fury would get this look off his face. This show really should be taped because your facial expressions like, are everything.
If you guys thought that Felicia, you guys, we didn't talk about Dark Girls, but that's okay. For those who saw Dark Girls really quick, Felicia Rashad's facial expressions were a Thanksgiving feast laid out in front of us. Like, Gabrielle Union made a complete fool out of herself, both ass cheeks. Like, it was awful. And Felicia Rashad and Alfre Woodard were laughing at her, and I was at home laughing with them at her. So, shout out to Dark Girls.
Felicia Rashad has always been the queen of a face.
Yes.
When I tell
you remember
you,
those faces she used to make on the Cosby
Claire
Show?
Huxtable, yes.
When those
yes.
were out of line?
Yes.
Oh my God, so I live for them. She would just be
yes.
like,
yes, the real face. Oh my God.
I live
We need
for
cameras
it.
In here so that people can see that perfect Claire Huxtable eye that you just gave
I'll
us.
Do it on a video one day, baby.
Okay.
Anyway, don't forget to go and visit our sponsors, Hulu Plus, and get your extended free trial at HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Go ahead and watch whatever your show is. You know, it's like fall now, so you can just catch up on whatever before the new season starts.
Check out every episode as well as host bios and all kinds of fun pictures at thisistheread.com. Follow us on Twitter at thisistheread and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thisistheread.
And we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.